and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for today is Mark Nathan, senior director of market development at Michael Best. Mark works exclusively with startups and has a special passion for Texas's entrepreneurial community, and specifically founders hailing from his home city of Houston. Now based in Austin, Mark is a seasoned expert on all things South by Southwest. On the show today, he shares all of his tips for founders looking to tackle the festival this year. Mark, thank you so much for joining me today. We're talking today about one of your favorite topics. But before we dive into what entrepreneurs need to know and, you know, what's new and different this year for 2024, can you please give an introduction to yourself to those who happen to not know you, which I feel like that pool of people is a very small pool of people. You're a super connector and know everybody in Texas. But yeah, give us a brief intro on who you are and your role in the startup, Texas startup ecosystem.
Well, Natalie, first of all, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate this. We talked about this before the call, but it turns out we did this before, but it was 2020 before South By was canceled. So it didn't really count.
Yeah.
So by way of introduction, and first of all, once again, thank you very much for having me. My name is Mark Nathan. I'm originally from Houston, but have lived in Austin for the last 10 years. And a big part of that reason I live in Austin is because I want to be closer to the absolute chaos that is called South By Southwest. So by way of introduction, I work for a law firm as my full-time job. I do business development for a firm called Michael Best and Friedrich, and I love it. And we're doing a huge event on Monday of South by Southwest. But really, I've been doing this kind of thing for, gosh, since 2000. This will be my 24th South by Southwest. And every year I publish a guide that helps me personally figure out what I'm supposed to be doing, but hopefully it'll help other people. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, your guide is very useful. So it'll definitely be linked on Innovation Map. So if you're listening to this and you want to learn more about that guide, head to Innovation Map and find this article. But I think it helps me too, like looking at your guide and then making my whatever Innovation Map guide I end up creating, it just like helps you settle down. But obviously entrepreneurs going to South By, you know, it's a challenge to navigate and figure out what they should be going to. And just in general, what do you think entrepreneurs should be looking for in events and networking and panels? What should their priority really be?
Well, I love that we're diving right into this. So if you're an entrepreneur coming to South by Southwest, let's put some definitions on the table real fast. South by Southwest is three separate conferences. It's interactive, which is web-based, music, and film, which are both pretty self-explanatory. Interactive happens to be the largest portion of South by Southwest, and it happens at the very beginning, typically Friday to Tuesday of the week of spring break during, here in Austin, Texas. And interactive, those 5 days is what I consider South by Southwest. I don't really do music and I don't really do film, even though it's kind of ironic. I actually have a film degree from UT, but I never use it a day in my life. Ultimately, interactive is the largest single gathering of innovators in the world, and it happens every year in Austin. And so many people are here. I think it's really important. So many events are happening to have a direction and understanding of what you're doing. If you take on the persona, to answer your question directly, if you're an emerging software founder, startup founder, typical software founder has hundreds and hundreds of activities and events to do during South By. The only problem is there's so many, it gets overwhelming. You don't know what to do. I like to tell people, when they ask me, Mark, what should I be doing for South By? And their persona is company founder looking for X. Well, that X could be one of three things. It's very typically not more than three. The very first thing every startup is looking for, we all know this, is money. That's obvious. The second thing every startup should be looking for, and usually it should be their first priority, it never is clients or customers. And the third thing they're looking for, and actually it's something that South By itself provides quite well, is what I call credibility. What makes your startup better than the guy next to you? And what makes your startup more interesting than the lady that started something a year ago? You have to differentiate yourself. And the only way to do that is to build credibility with other people who are credible in the marketplace. And that, as I mentioned, is something that South by Southwest itself offers in a lot of different ways. So I want to be very clear about your question. What should a founder be looking for? Money, people, talent.
All available at South By, hopefully, if you're doing it right.
If you're doing it right.
And I love that you defined that too, because I so often forget that there is the film and music side. And I'm always like humbled when I tell someone I'm going to South by that weekend or whatever. And they're like, oh, fun. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, but it's like I'm going for work. Like it's not, I forget that there's a whole like different side of South by. But if you're there and you get to make the most of it, there's that too. But yes, the interactive programming this year, anything specific, because I want to talk about the difference between badge and non-badge
Sure.
events. But when we were talking about the official South by and the official, you need a badge to go X, Y, and Z, anything catch your eye that you think would be really valuable?
Well, let's get into the badge, no badge. So South by Southwest is a for-profit organization that's been around for going on 36 years now, and it's designed to make money. So let's face it, let's make sure we understand what we're talking about here. Their job is to license the brand of South by Southwest and gather an audience into the convention center in Austin and all the different venues around that area. And they do that every year, and they're very adamant about what that means. Because it's such a big event and so many people are attracted to Austin, you get this massive blossom, this bloom of unofficial events, events that you do not have to buy an official South by badge or ticket for, and you can attend as you register. There are literally hundreds of these events, not even dozens, but hundreds that go on from, let's say, the beginning of South by EDU, which is the education piece that started about 4 days before Interactive. And that will end around March 18th or 19th, sort of the last weekend of South by Music. So these events typically are called activations. And an activation is simply a sponsored venue. Typically has free drinks, free food, free swag, which can mean anything from pens and notepads and t-shirts, all kinds of fun stuff. But it's really a gathering point for individuals interested in one particular topic. The topic could be a company, let's say Reddit or YouTube or TikTok, or it can be a focus, an industry, let's say 3D printing or healthcare or, you know, AI, you name it, Bitcoin. All of these different meetups and activities happen all across the landscape in Austin during South by. And once again, navigating it is very tough. So my job is to help people figure out what direction they need to take before they show up.
Do you, I mean, not to put you on the spot, but budgets are tight for startups, of course. How strongly or not strongly do you recommend a founder who's going to South by for the first time to get a badge?
This is a nuanced answer, so I'm going to give you my honest opinion. Honestly, if you're a very first-time person, you've never been to South by before, getting a badge probably does have some value. Now, getting a badge doesn't necessarily mean paying full price for a badge. It means getting a badge. There's lots of ways to do this. You could speak at South by and get discounted badges. You could be part of the South by Southwest pitch competition, which is one of the largest pitch competitions in the world. You can get a badge that way. You can volunteer at South by and get a badge there. If you go the front door route and pay for the badge, you're looking at anywhere from $800 to $1,800 for what that badge could be based on what the timing is and based on what your level of need is. So I like for people to have a badge the first year just to kind of explore what it looks like on the front end. But the very honest truth is you do not need a badge to enjoy South by and get the most out of South by. So for struggling founders who are typically broke, I think that if you can just swing the travel to get to Austin, that means getting here, staying here, and eating here, which are all not very cheap to start with. If you could swing that, then a badge is probably not critical. Don't tell my friends at South by that, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I always have a press badge, so I get to have that opportunity to go and use it. And it's just kind of nice to not have to like hesitate and like ask the follow up, like, oh, is this a, you know, get all the way there and realize it's a badged event. It's pretty disappointing when that happens. So at least if you have one, you have one. So the world's your oyster. You can really pretty much go anywhere. But something else is with those activations, and even if a badge isn't required, you do have to register in a lot of cases to get in the door. And sometimes you can register on the spot, but that's another thing that sometimes these places fill up and sell out. I mean, they're free. So that is something else that I feel like people need to use your roundup of information to navigate and register before, which is, like you said, free. You just got to get on the list, right?
Right. And getting on the list in any other city for any other time is a little bit different. When you RSVP to something at South by, in a lot of ways, you're not saying, I am definitely going to be here. I'm going to be here at the exact right time. You're going to pay for my food and swag, whatever. Registering for South By does exactly what you just described. It gets you on the list so that you will be a priority when the event itself fills up. And it's inevitable that they will fill up. The big ones always do. My guide is really, really good for not just the primary things, the things you want to go to, but the plan B and plan C for the things that are filled up or across town or not worth it, or maybe a cost to it. But my guide is really good for figuring out what you would do if you couldn't get into your first choice. So I'm almost the safety school of lists.
Yeah. Well, no, it's super beneficial, and it's a good reminder. Just sign up for everything that looks of interest. I've definitely been the type of person that just signs up for everything, and then you actually look at where you're at and when and where the next thing's at, and you're just like, that's across town. I can't make it there without a teleportation device. But it's good to have options and
absolutely.
And
you touched on something that's so important, Natalie, because you're obviously a veteran. You've done this before. You know how to do this. You know how to work it as a journalist. The truth is that you have to register for a bunch of different things, but you also have to look at the map, because even though it's just mostly concentrated downtown Austin, I think that in the last few years, we've spread out just from the convention center to all kinds of hotel and other venues and office venues across downtown. And so it is very common for one great event to be back to back with another great event that happens to be across town. And like you said, transportation and logistics, getting from one end of downtown to another, even if you get an Uber, if you can find one, even if you're on a scooter, if you're walking, it still takes time, and ping-ponging between different venues is no longer very fun. So I typically like to tell people to cluster in one area, find one or two anchor events they want to be at and stay in that area until they want to go to another area.
That is such a great tip, to cluster and plan accordingly by that, which some of these tips I feel like sound intuitive. Like you would be like, oh yeah, I need to find out where I'm going and when, but like it's truly such a madhouse, and you could be like scrolling through events and you see one that you register and you're so game to go, and then it's all the way across town. But yes, and a good reminder that Austin does have scooters. And last year, I think I did everything from Uber to Scoot downtown, and I even took a pedicab across the South Congress Bridge. So there's options. You just gotta be creative, and then also wear your tennis shoes for sure.
Absolutely, and that's so important. I'm bringing in, I think, 25 people from all across the country from my office. And I wrote a note very specifically saying, and these are a bunch of lawyers, you have to understand, they're very formal. I told them, no dress shoes, no suits, no high heels, men or women. It's too, you're walking everywhere. You're going to get your 10,000 steps in the first 4 or 5 hours. So walking is really the number one mode of transportation at South By, and people seem to forget that.
It's so true. Well, I guess kind of going off of that again, and also maybe some intuitive things, but good reminders, what should people be bringing, wearing, any other helpful tips?
Sure. I like to get really into the weeds on these tactical things. So I'll tell you right now, today, I checked the weather. Weather is going to be in the mid 80s. It's going to be warm, but not super hot. It's not Austin, Texas summer hot just yet. It's just hot enough for the people that are coming from the northern areas to say, wait a minute, it's a little warm here, but not sweating themselves to death. Typically, South By is very rainy and windy. I think we're going to have great weather this year. So the problem, though, it still is Texas. It could be cold in the morning, freezing at night in the middle of the day, raining in the afternoon, and then something else at night. We can have all four seasons in a single day. So I like to tell people, bring a light jacket.
What would your advice be at this kind of final hour if people haven't decided they're going to go yet and are maybe making last minute plans? Is all hope lost yet?
Definitely not. No, I've been to South By many years where I would just come up over the weekend, no badge, no place to stay, have a great time, and drive home Monday or Tuesday. It's very, very easy to have a great South By without doing a whole lot of planning. It's not what I do. I start planning this about 4 or 5 months in advance. I plan it like I'm invading a small country. But for most people, if they want to come to 2 or 3 events, meet some interesting people, pick up a t-shirt or two with a logo on it, great. It's very possible, very easy to do.
Do you think, and I noticed this kind of happening, should founders be wearing their branded merch? Should they be like throwing out their business cards like crazy, or is there a more tactical way of approaching the networking portion?
There's two ways to look at this. So on one hand, I'll talk about the negative. On one hand, there's an old saying, never launch at South By. It's like bringing sand to a beach because there's so many companies that are launching. I can't tell you how many companies I've talked to about launching at South By and you never hear from them again because there's just so much noise. It's not like you're going to play a football game at the same day as the Super Bowl and expect people to watch your show. That's the negative side. So launching at South By is difficult, but certainly not impossible. Let's face it, Twitter launched at South By in 2007 and here it is X now. So it worked. But that's the negative side. On the positive side, absolutely bring as much swag and branded swag as you possibly can. If you're representing a startup, if you're a founder, you should be waving that founder flag every minute of every day while you're here. Logo shirts, pens, pins, whatever it takes. Stickers are always great, but this is the real time for you to shine. And it's not just to regular consumers. The thing about coming to South By as a startup during Interactive, being on the ground, being in the crowd, every other person there, even if they're not a startup themselves, they certainly understand the startup mentality and they're there to help you and support you. So just showing up is actually part of the plan. And there are people there, if they know what you do, it's a great conversation starter. Hey, what's your company? What's that logo? And it's an immediate chance to talk about your pitch and figure out who else can help you while you're there. But I would strongly recommend wearing your swag. I imagine you'll be in an innovation map shirt or two.
Well, I have a hat, and that's what I'm thinking of bringing the hat. So, because I mean, the t-shirt is like, I'm not really like a tech bro, you know? So I don't know if I'm a t-shirt person, but I do have a hat. So I'm like, that might be helpful.
That'll work. There's still time to get a tattoo.
Well, that'd be very much a commitment.
That'd be a commitment. Well, let them pay you a little bit more and then we'll figure it out.
There you go. Well, okay. So I know we have your guide and people can take a look at that. What comes to mind is like top events or activations that sure. Definitely be on the list. And this could be your best day ever. If you want to plug that.
Not necessarily. Here's what I'm going to plug. So every year when I do this guide, I kind of come up with the three or four different events that you should be doing during the morning, afternoon, and evening time. So this year, Friday breaks down very easily. There's an Equitech breakfast that's being hosted by my dear friend, Lori Felker-Jones, and that's for Equality Tech and Impact Investment. That's going on Friday morning. That evening, the biggest event of the whole South By from the tech community is Startup Crawl, hosted by Capital Factory. So I strongly recommend anybody that can register or go to Capital Factory for Startup Crawl. It is an experience. It's wild. I've been going every year. It gets bigger and bigger and more overwhelming every year, but it's great. So I would strongly encourage people to do that on Friday evening. Saturday is an absolute buffet of different ideas and different things to do. You have everything from the Intel Ignite is doing an AI summit. There's a bunch of e-commerce stuff going on that day. The panels are really starting at the official South By. That's when they are really starting to come online. But there's all kinds of activities that can be done. There's lots of different evening time happy hours on Saturday. The same thing would be true on Sunday. Sunday has got a little bit less of a structure. I typically like to go to the trade show on Sunday mornings, but ultimately that needs a badge. So I can also say that Sunday you've got a lot of VC events, a lot of venture breakfasts and inherently venture-focused panels and podcasts. Monday, as you mentioned, I won't plug it, but I will mention it. I am hosting a one-day summit called Best Day Ever to kind of play on the words of Michael Best. We've got people flying in from all over the country as experts on typical matters like artificial intelligence, healthcare, privacy. I'm hosting within my one-day conference, I'm hosting a mini conference called the Consumer VC Summit, which I do with a business partner named Mike Gelb every year. And he's interviewing two of my very favorite founders in the CPG space here in Austin, George Milton and his lovely co-founder, Aaron Link from Yellowbird Sauce, sort of a sriracha alternative. And they're being interviewed. We're doing a pitch day where we're going to showcase a bunch of startups. And then we're rolling right into a giant happy hour like anybody else in Austin.
Oh my gosh,
and that's
yeah.
Monday.
Happy hours every single day.
That's right.
All around town. And then for Houston, it's always hard to, you know, navigate what the GHP does, Houston House, every year. But they do have that also is Monday.
On Monday at the Line Hotel. That's right.
And they have some really great Houston founders involved with that.
I just traded emails with the incoming vice president for the Houston Angel Network, Mitra Miller. And she's going to be speaking at that event. I think it's going to be great. I'm actually going to do my very best to go to that at some point.
Yeah, they've got four panels throughout the day. So you can bop in, bop out, hit up best day ever. Really go all out on Monday. That does seem like it's going to be the big day. But yeah, so I guess just to wrap up, and this has been a very fast but like concentrated conversation about South By, which is
quick and dirty, the way I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty true to South By,
yes.
South By way. Anything that you think is like the biggest mistake entrepreneurs can make when going about South By?
Absolutely. I'll tell you the biggest mistake that I see year after year after year, and it's really an entrepreneur problem, not necessarily an individual human problem. Don't be too salesy. Listen before you talk, which is very difficult for me. I'm a talker, as everybody knows. But understand what somebody's pitching you before you wait to talk and tell them about how great and wonderful your startup is. Because everybody at South By is going to get it. They're going to understand the language that you're speaking. It's not like explaining what your startup is to your 80-year-old grandmother. They're going to get it. But you got to give them a reason to help you, and you got to give them a way to help you. So whatever you say, don't ramble. Be as crisp as you can with your pitch and give people a way to help you. In your case, Natalie, you're a journalist. You're a writer. What do you need? You need interesting topics to write about with a focus on Houston because that's your job. Make sure that that's in your pitch. So when people hear it, they get an aha moment. Oh, I can help you with this, or I can introduce you to that. People like me, typically known as super connectors, as long as I know what you're looking for, I can help you. If I don't know what you're looking for, we're going to have a nice conversation, but it's going to end there. So that's my biggest flaw with entrepreneurs. They're not crisp enough on how to be helped.
That's a great point. And honestly, a great wrap up, but I do have one more question to top it.
A bonus.
Yes, a bonus. Because you're so focused on, you know, the Houston tech ecosystem and have been for so long, so dialed in, I wonder what your perspective is on the evolution of South By for entrepreneurs and for specifically Texas entrepreneurs. Does it make you excited to see, you know, how it's evolved and how the two have kind of grown together almost in a way? I don't mean to be putting words in your mouth, but like, what's your outlook on?
No, you're not putting words in my mouth at all. You're exactly right. I remember the first year that South By was attended by Houston. Houston actually had a couple of showcases. Our good friend Grace Rodriguez helped put it together. And she started this. This has got to be 15 years ago. But ultimately, the answer is Houston, especially the entrepreneur and tech scene in Houston, which is growing in no small part due to your writing and what the Gal Media Group is doing to help promote that, especially with Energy Map, because that's a great transition. But the fact is that Houston's on the map now. It wasn't on the map before. And we're bringing more people and we're doing showcases and we're doing things like the Greater Houston Partnership Day at the Line, like we talked about. Houston companies are being represented and Houston founders are there to meet other founders, not necessarily in Texas. But the fact that we have such a presence and that the Houston market can actually showcase some of their tech companies and not their oil and gas or medical companies, even though we do have a strong healthcare contingent at South By, I think it couldn't be better. I mean, I think it's really, really good that the GHP has spent some time focused on this event because it really is great outreach for us. And let's face it, Houston needs that because most of the perception of Houston, as you well know, is energy and healthcare. But to show off tech startups and things that are not necessarily within that vein and showing that we can compete very favorably with cities like Austin and Seattle and Boston and other places like that, not necessarily Silicon Valley or New York, but I think Houston has, as you know better than anybody else, we have a story to tell.
Absolutely. And it was very like exciting to see last year at the Houston House. It was wall to wall. They had to stop letting people in for some of those sessions. So it's a great opportunity to see Houston showcase. And I have to say, I can't agree more about South By attracting more and more Houston founders, because the first year I went in 2019, when Innovation Map was just a baby, I met so many connections and made so many friends realistically that I have now because I went to South by that first year when Innovation Map was just a baby, and probably swore by your guide to guide me through. So I can attest to that for sure firsthand.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad you were able to do that. I'm glad that here it is your fifth year doing it and you're excited about doing it again. So half a decade is not something to sneeze at. That's a big deal. The one thing I will tell people, you asked a question earlier and about what to bring. Well, I said a light jacket. That's true. You should also bring an extra power charger for your phone because you're on your phone constantly. The networks are always jammed up and you need your phone to access the guide or other things. So be very careful with your charging situation. But the number one thing, and I put this in my guide, and I am very serious about this, even though it sounds a little woo-woo, bring an open mind. If you're coming to South by just to sell something or just to observe or just to take, it's not going to work. You have to be there to give first. And you can have phenomenal relationships and incredible conversations and interesting ideas pop in your head as long as you're open-minded. And that's sort of the magic of South by. Everybody there is there for a reason. That's just to understand and learn and soak in the innovation and the coolness that's going around them.
Yeah, soak in the coolness. I mean, it's hard to have KPIs in a festival. Like, it's not like you can just like, you know, I mean, leave a conversation that's not serving you. You will be judged for that. Just keep an open mind.
Precisely.
Well, thank you, Mark, so much for this. You are the person for this conversation. So I appreciate your coming on to talk about this. And it was a lot of information in a short time. So hopefully we didn't overwhelm anybody.
Oh, they can drink from a fire hose. They're smart. They're your readers. They're bright. They can figure it out.
So true. Awesome. Well, thanks, Mark.
Excellent. Looking forward to seeing you in a few days.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.